from life logging to a memory adjunct. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The SenseCam is a specialized digital camera that's been percolating in the labs of Microsoft Research UK for about 5 years now. It's designed to be worn around the neck on a lanyard. The device takes still images throughout the day, either when motion is sensed or when people come into view, and it takes those images as often as every 30 seconds. The camera can be used for everything from a scrapbooking tool to a medical device for patients with impaired memories. Microsoft has been able to produce only about 500 SenseCams, so it's now decided to license its technology to ramp up production. UK company Vicon will begin selling the cameras under the name Vicon Review to researchers this year and to the general public next. Vicon's Jeff Cross.
Microsoft originally built this for a number of reasons, but one of them was the idea of a kind of automatic tourism aid. So I would go on holiday and I would take this with me, and I wouldn't have to stop every now and then to take photos. But it then turned out that it has benefits to people with memory problems, people with dementia, Alzheimer's. But it might also be your eye. As we get older, our memory fails, and you can use this camera to just give you an update, remind you of what you've done.
So tell me more about the potential medical benefits of this device. How can it be used to help people?
Let's say I'm diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I would wear this device and I would just go about my day. Then at the end of the day, I would sit down. Typically, it happens with a carer, so that might be a family member, or it might be a professional carer. And I would sit down with that carer, and we would review the day. So we would load up the images into a computer, which allows you to page through the images. Some of them I'll remember maybe a little bit about what's happened, or some of them I won't remember at all. And I will. I might even, sometimes you might see a picture of a family member, but you don't remember meeting them the previous day. You do this, and then suddenly you come across an image. And it's not necessarily an image which is particularly significant, but suddenly you come across an image which sparks a memory. And there's some hope that actually those memories stay there, and they don't just disappear. So to some extent, it looks like it might actually be improving the memory of certain events.
What about privacy questions? I know people who would buy such a device are already giving their consent to having their life recorded, but what about people they interact with during the day?
We ask our patients to be aware that they're carrying a camera, and when a patient goes into a room and they're talking to someone, first of all, the camera is quite visible. We're not trying to build a sort of hidden camera. It's quite visible, and we ask them to make it clear to the person they're talking to that they're wearing a camera, that the images are being stored. And so far, very few people have expressed a concern. There's a guy from Dublin University who's been wearing one of these for 3 years. And I think he said over the 3 years, two people have expressed an actual concern about having their images taken.
That's Jeff Cross with Vicon. The Oxford, England company plans to begin selling the first Vicon Review cameras later this year for about $800. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.